Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
It is 69 degrees in Lawrence, 67 in Topeka. It's 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, we're going to talk about NASA funding in limbo. We will get you an update of news headlines. We will revisit our occasional series called Life Kit. Today, asking, should you buy it? We have to make a good decision about expensive stuff. And we're going to talk a bit about the ACA. Back in 2018, healthcare helped Democrats retake the House majority. Today, as the shutdown drags on, they're hoping their push to renew expiring Obamacare subsidies can generate another so-called blue wave. Sam Greenglass is going to talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City destination site offering visitors one of the most diverse collections of World War I artifacts in the world. More information at theworldwar.org.
Don't wait to get your tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas. It's happening on Saturday night, December 13th, and it will be here before you know it. It takes place at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. Last year's concert sold out 2 weeks early. So get your tickets from Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office. We strongly encourage you to use those two outlets, Ticketmaster.com or go to the Liberty Hall box office. Don't use a third-party seller. All the details at kansaspublicradio.org.
For NPR, comes from this station.
NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your regional news. It's a great way to start off your day with the latest national, international, and regional information.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
We have news headlines coming up next. 67 degrees in Topeka, 72 in Manhattan. It is 3:30.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A city in southwest Kansas will let its mayor finish the last 2 months of his term after it was discovered he is not a U.S. citizen. Coldwater Mayor Jose Ceballos is a legal permanent resident, but not a citizen. The Kansas Attorney General is charging Ceballos with 3 counts of voting without being qualified and 3 counts of election perjury for allegedly voting without citizenship. Ceballos was reelected to his mayoral position on Tuesday. The city will not swear him in for a second term on January unless he gains citizenship before then. If he is found guilty of the charges, Ceballos could face more than 5 years in prison. The only dining hall at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas will be closing ahead of schedule due to the government shutdown. Military and civilian personnel at the Army installation, some of whom are furloughed due to the shutdown, will have to use military stipends or personal money to eat elsewhere. Republican Pat Proctor is a veteran who represents Leavenworth in the Kansas House. He says the dining hall was already planned to close in January, regardless of the shutdown, because of low use by Army personnel.
A lot of them work nights. A lot of them work swing shifts. It's not practical for them to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the dining facility.
A military spokesperson for Fort Leavenworth confirmed that and said the facility was only 1/3 full on average. The former CEO of an investment firm granted a bank charter in Kansas has been arrested and jailed. Brad Heppner, a native of Heston, Kansas, is the founder and former CEO of the Beneficient investment firm. He was taken into custody on Tuesday by the Irving Police Department in Texas. He was then indicted in federal court in New York on multiple counts of securities fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit fraud, and falsification of records. The Kansas Reflector reports that his firm was granted a unique bank charter by the Kansas legislature for one of Beneficient's subsidiaries. Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson championed the legislation granting the unique charter, which allowed the company to anchor its asset swap business in Kansas. Lows in the mid-40s tonight, highs around 70 tomorrow. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes
on 105 Live, 5 p.m. Saturday, and repeat noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies all around the state. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Xavier Foley on bass, Thursday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, Nancy Pelosi says she will not be seeking re-election. She made that announcement today in a video dedicated to her San Francisco constituents.
With a grateful heart, I look forward to my final year of service as your proud representative.
Look at her legacy coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing whole person care at one location, including primary care, mental health, and vaccines. Heartland is now accepting new Medicare patients and private insurance. More at heartlandhealth.org.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, clearing in the late night hours. Lows tonight in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 70. See temperatures reaching the lower 60s for a high on Saturday, with temperatures falling like a rock in the afternoon. So cold weather coming this weekend.
This is All Things Considered from NPR
PR station.
Democrats scored decisive victories up and down the ballot this week. What could this mean for the midterms and beyond? That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. From 5 to 9 a.m., Morning Edition is what you will hear. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.
Maximum phase of its 11-year activity cycle. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sony Pictures Classics with Nuremberg, a new thriller starring Russell Crowe, Rami Malek, and Michael Shannon about the historic post-World War II trial of Nazi official Hermann Göring. Starts Friday in theaters.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
69 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka, 71 in Manhattan. It is 6 minutes past four. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, Nina Totenberg reports on a Supreme Court ruling handed down today regarding passports. We'll also learn more about Christy Martin. There's a new movie out about her life. She was a star boxer in the 1990s, but she endured decades of abuse outside the ring. And why is the Colorado River Compact kind of in chaos right now? We'll examine it all coming up on All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we have Classics Live, followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. It is Tango Thursday once again. Tonight we will hear tangos from both Argentina and Cuba, plus something monumental from the New World. Try and guess what that is. Coming up tonight on your KPR1 stations, if you're joining us on KPR2, we have Prairie Journal coming your way at 7 o'clock, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence under cloudy skies. It is 420. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition with Layla Fadel, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio, getting you caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more.
Support for KPR comes from Art of the Groom, Pet Salon and Art Studio at 1906 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, offering commissioned pet portraits and dog grooming. Information available by emailing artofthegroom@gmail.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 73 degrees in Emporia, 70 in Abilene. The time is 4:30.
This month at JFK Airport in New York, Attorney General Pam Bondi said in a statement that attempting to smuggle biological materials into the country under the guise of research is a crime that threatens U.S. national and agricultural security. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks finished broadly lower on Wall Street today. The Dow lost almost 400 points, down 0.8%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A city in south-central Kansas will let its mayor finish the last 2 months of his term after it was discovered that he is not a U.S. citizen. Coldwater Mayor Jose Ceballos is a legal permanent resident, but not a citizen. Kansas Attorney General is charging Ceballos with 3 counts of voting without being qualified and 3 counts of election perjury for allegedly voting without citizenship. Ceballos was reelected to the mayoralty on Tuesday. The city will not swear him in for a second term in January unless he gains citizenship before then. If he is found guilty of the charges, Ceballos could face more than 5 years in prison. The city of Emporia is suspending utility disconnections due to the uncertainty around SNAP funding. In a statement, Emporia City Manager Trey Calking said city officials, quote, understand that many households are experiencing financial uncertainty and want to ease the burden. The city will hold off on disconnect fees and water shutoffs for individual residential utility accounts until the federal government shutdown has ended and SNAP funding has been restored. The only dining hall at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas will close ahead of schedule due to the government shutdown. Military and civilian personnel at the Army installation, some of whom have been furloughed due to the shutdown, will have to use military stipends or personal money to eat elsewhere. Republican Pat Proctor is a veteran who represents Leavenworth in the Kansas House. He says the dining hall was already planned to close in January, regardless of the shutdown, because of its low use by Army personnel.
A lot of them work nights. A lot of them work swing shifts. It's not practical for them to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the dining facility.
A military spokesperson for Fort Leavenworth confirmed that and said the facility was only 1/3 full on average. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy through this evening, clearing overnight with a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, another somewhat warm day. Sunshine, highs around 70, lows in the mid-40s tomorrow night. Saturday is when things change. Partly sunny in the morning with a high in the lower 60s. Temperatures falling to the mid-50s in the afternoon and lows in the mid-20s for Saturday night.
Support for NPR.
This week on Prairie Journal, with the off-year elections behind us, we look ahead to the 2026 midterms, just 1 year out.
The country's in a strange and very polarized place, and Donald Trump has changed all the rules and the norms.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me and veteran journalist Jerry Seib for a preview of the 2026 midterm elections. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on KPER 1, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPER 2.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering gift cards this holiday season for all classes, including an unlimited two-week pass for new students or a yoga basic series for new students. Gift cards at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will speak with the Senior Vice President of Airport Operations for United Airlines. We're going to talk about the new FAA restrictions on flights during the government shutdown. We will also get you an update on recovery efforts in Jamaica from Hurricane Melissa. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
We are expecting mostly cloudy skies through the evening hours, then overnight clearing, lows dropping into the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 70. It's 71 degrees in Manhattan, 73 in Emporia, 75 in Chanute. It is 10 minutes before 5. This is All Things.
More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
Democrats scored decisive victories up and down the ballot this week. What could this mean for the midterms and beyond? That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a terrific way to start off your day with all the information you need to make informed choices. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include American Jewish World Service, committed to the fight for human rights, supporting advocates and grassroots organizations worldwide working towards democracy, equity, and justice at ajws.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
68 degrees in Lawrence, 70 in Emporia. It's 5:06. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Thanks so much for joining us as we head into the evening hours. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. In the next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We continue with our occasional series called Life Kit, helping you make better decisions about what you decide to buy. We'll talk about the politics of the Affordable Care Act. We'll find out why there's been a bit of a shift in who exactly is supporting Israel these days. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Tribute to Veterans Gala on Sunday, November 9th. Open to the public, reservations required. Details and registration at doleinstitute.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's Classics Live tonight. Tom Aber has mastered the bass and contralto clarinets. Pair him with the Kansas City Brookside String Quartet, and you will have a classical concert, including a fantasy quintet with just that scoring by York Bowen, a 20th century composer. Hear their recital tonight at 7 o'clock on Classics Live on your KPR One stations. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5:20.
Some victories for the party up and down the ballot this week.
I think we've stopped the bleeding, but under no circumstances is the Democratic brand, quote-unquote, fixed, or is it back?
How are Democrats charting a path forward? That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Alchio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It is 67 degrees in Topeka, 70 in Emporia, 67 in Abilene. It is 5:30.
Hersher, NPR News.
October marked one of the worst months in two decades for layoffs of American workers as employers cut more than 150,000 jobs. Consulting firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says the tech sector was hit hardest. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A city in south central Kansas will let its mayor finish the last 2 months of his term after it was discovered that he is not a U.S. citizen. Coldwater Mayor Jose Ceballos is a legal permanent resident, but he is not a citizen. The Kansas Attorney General is charging Ceballos with 3 counts of voting without being qualified and 3 counts of election perjury for allegedly voting without citizenship. Ceballos was reelected on Tuesday. The city will not swear him in for a second term in January unless he gains citizenship before then. If found guilty of the charges, Ceballos could face more than 5 years in prison. With federal food assistance uncertain due to the federal government shutdown, the city of Topeka has now launched a fundraising campaign for families who depend on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The city's Office of Inclusive Communities and the Topeka Fire Department will collect monetary donations tomorrow and Saturday in a Pass the Hat campaign. Residents will be able to make donations at 5 collection sites. City officials say the money collected will go to local families experiencing hardship due to delays in the allocation of SNAP benefits. The city of Emporia is suspending utility disconnections due to the uncertainty around SNAP funding. In a statement, the Emporia city manager said city officials, quote, understand that many households are experiencing financial uncertainty and want to ease the burden. The city will hold off on disconnect fees and water shutoffs for individual residential utility accounts until the federal government shutdown has ended and SNAP funding has been restored. The only dining hall at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas will be closing ahead of schedule due to the government shutdown. Military and civilian personnel at the Army installation, some of whom are furloughed due to the shutdown, will have to use military stipends or personal money to eat elsewhere. Republican Pat Proctor is a veteran who represents Leavenworth in the Kansas House. He says the dining hall was already planned to close in July, regardless of the shutdown, because of its low use by Army personnel.
A lot of them work nights. A lot of them work swing shifts. It's not practical for them to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the dining facility.
A military spokesperson for Fort Leavenworth confirmed that and said the facility was only one-third full on average. Mostly cloudy skies through the evening hours tonight, then clearing overnight with a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow's still warm. Sunshine, highs around 70. Lows in the mid-40s tomorrow night. Colder weather moving in on Saturday afternoon. We'll see a high in the lower 60s fairly early in the day, with temperatures falling to the mid-50s in the afternoon, and then down into the mid-20s for Saturday night. It's 5:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR.
And repeat noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Lots of other frequencies all around the state as well, thanks to the contributions of listeners just like you. You'll find us streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow and former Kosovar diplomat Chandram Gashi in conversation with Pierre Shimunovich. November 13th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Whole nother hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered still to come at 6:01. We'll get you an update of news headlines. We will continue to examine the legacy of Nancy Pelosi, who's announced that she will not be seeking office again after her term finishes up. We will also have a conversation with our domestic extremism correspondent, Odette Youssef, about Tucker Carlson's interview with a white nationalist and Holocaust denier and the rift that has created amongst Republicans. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, presenting a debut collaboration with Missouri choral artists, with works by Bach, Britten, and more. Saturday, November 15th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Tickets and details at BachAriaSoloists.com.
It's 10 minutes before 6.
This is All Things Considered from NPR.
On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Hope you'll tune in tomorrow morning. It's a terrific way to start off your day. The very latest national, international, and regional news, all from Morning Edition and KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org.